Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's how we win. I know. I start off every night with the same thing. Some of you sent me emails like, I got it. You may have it, but are you sure everybody around you's got it? Got it, to use my best English over here. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not doing it to make you nuts by any stretch. I probably don't have to go far, but I'm not doing it to make you nuts by any stretch of the imagination. I'm doing it so you'll pay attention. I'm doing it so you'll actually make a difference. And you make that difference by getting engaged and getting involved. It really, people, it ain't that hard. It's just doing something. And I know it's hard because, you know, I mean, it's hard from a standpoint. Many of you don't want to, tee off your family. You don't want them feeling bad about you. I don't really care. You know, good, bad, or different, I don't care. Because, again, what are you fighting for? You're fighting to keep your family together. And I don't mean your immediate family either. You know what I mean? Or are you fighting to keep this country alive? Right? Are you fighting to keep the country moving forward? Seriously. And watching some of the videos of what's going on, you know, not just in Congress, but the speeches that they're giving all around the place, you have to stop and think as to what truly, Joey B and team, what truly do they care about? What do they have going on? What have they done to show that they love this country? What have they done to show that it's America first? If you are an illegal and you're in New York City or even Chicago and other places like that, you've never paid into the system. You've not done anything to further the cause of the U.S. in any way, shape, manner, or form. And yet, you're getting more money, more benefits than a U.S. citizen is. They come and pick you out of the crowd. They come and pick you up there in the streets. And you're laying, and they might be laying right next to a vet that needs help. You really think this is okay? Somebody needs to tell me it's okay. That it's exactly what you're looking for. That it's fine. We should help others first. And I would say to you, you're wrong. Our vets first. No matter what, our vets deserve the help before anybody and anything else. So it's just, again, always amazing to me. And I don't even know what to do. I talked about this last week. I don't know what to do with those of you. Especially some Jews that you just are enamored by the Democrat Party. And look at what he is doing, the threats that he's making to Israel. Look, this is not a want. This is not a desire. This is not any of that. But I'm going to say to you real simply, I'd be surprised, or wouldn't be surprised, let me rephrase that, if Joe Biden does absolutely nothing to help Israel in the coming weeks. Absolutely nothing. I wouldn't be surprised if Iran, with all the money we've given them, with all the resources we've given them back, if Iran doesn't attack Israel in somewhat major attack, not the minor. You know, think about that. Be honest with yourself. And then, you know, the Jewish community, I'd love to talk to some of you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to find out where your mind is at. What your mindset is on all of this. Right? Do you care? Do you not care? Is this a fight we should have? I mean, a lot of you feel we shouldn't get involved in anything going on overseas. We shouldn't be involved in any, let them do what they're going to do and that's it, right? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it was, I wish I could find the clip, maybe later on in the show. The son of one of the founders of Hamas is on, just floored, a terrorist that he was talking with or interviewing with, if you would, and told him, you know, point blank, that anybody who supports Hamas in any way is a terrorist. He knows what their goal is. He knows what they're willing to do. He knows how far they're willing to go with it. I mean, think about that. Let that sink in for a second. Here's somebody who's in it, understands it, and are many, not all, but many of our young people so ignorant to the realities, to the history of the Palestinians. Remember, the majority of the Palestinians, or I'm sorry, the majority of the Gazans support Hamas. They support Hamas. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Sonia Schmidt when we come back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, and just be part of the conversation. It really is mostly, I want you to think about this, it's really mostly about you getting informed, so that when you have these conversations with people, when you sit down over coffee or whatever, you're able to speak to them with some semblance of knowledge. Right, with a way to say to them, hey, This is the reality. Have you ever looked at this? Have you checked these numbers? Have you looked over here? I always get, when I get numbers and get information, I'll find out where the link is to the CDC or the Bureau of Labor Statistics and send them there. Say, you may not want to do your homework, and that's fine, but let me tell you what. Like, now the CDC has come out and said point blank that one of the mistakes that they made was suggesting, now, listen, I don't have a college degree. They wouldn't have taken me anywhere. But some of them, the CDC has come out and said one of the mistakes that they made was the respirators. Yes. And the reason behind it was because the best way, the fastest way to have a virus grow is in a warm, moist environment. Hello. Into the lungs with oxygen, you know, heated oxygen or warmed oxygen. Old folks who don't have the ability to fight things off like younger kids do. Now, you would have thought that the people at the CDC would have had this. And idiots like me who barely made it out of high school, we're going, wait a minute. Don't these viruses grow in this environment? Hello? Anybody home? It's just amazing. Did they know what they were doing? Did they care? Sonia Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, as my co-host on Fridays, to discuss this and so many more issues. Sonia, did they know? Did they care? Or are they just liars? I don't know.
You're talking to the conspiratorial lady here.
you're my conspiracy expert. Help me out here.
Well, it's so funny because truth makes you sound like you're into conspiracy. But you had to know that what they were doing was increasing the numbers for COVID and deaths. Just like everything else they were doing. If you slipped and fell on a banana peel, like in a cartoon, you died of, and you happened to be COVID positive, you died of COVID. So I don't think it took a whole lot of smarts for us to put two and two together. The hard part was trying to convince this to others, because they were so convinced, and I know I had relatives who believe in government first. So if you try to tell them, no, the respirators seem to be increasing the numbers, they didn't. And then you try to explain to them why the increased numbers mattered, you look like the knucklehead. So I agree with you that you have to be informed, and you do need to open your mouth. That's the biggest thing. Is that you do have to be brave enough to say something. Follow the money, follow the stats, follow what government typically does, and you'll get your answers. Yeah, the respirators were a big problem. And that was, and luckily for me, I have a kid who's up on all this stuff. She's more, you think I'm conspiratorial? This kid is like, she's like on steroids. So she knew good and well what was going on with these respirators. So I knew that if something happened to me, that I would be protected. I would not. My daughter is gonna. She's not gonna let me go into that situation. And I don't know if I told you this, Joe. I was making my own hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
Okay.
I didn't know you were a chemist.
It don't take brain science. It really is not, it's, you know what it is? It's oranges, orange peels, grapefruit peels. It takes a while. You don't want to wait till you don't feel good to do it because it takes a day or so. But I was doing this. I researched it. I started making it myself. And then I got in touch with one of these doctors who was one of these, you know, these conspiratorial doctors who was saying, they were off the main, they were off the beaten path,
right,
of what the mainstream doctors were saying, but they were willing to help people. So I contacted one of them and I told them what I told her what I was doing, and she was very impressed. And she said, yeah, that's exactly what you do. And then you need this, this, and the other. And to this day, I've got certain things in my medicine cabinet, and I certainly have hydroxychloroquine at that time in my freezer. I put them in ice cube trays. I put them in my freezer. Do they taste good? Not at all. And my kids who all got COVID. I didn't, but my kids who got them, and they were drinking this stuff. They were like, "This is awful." I'm like, "Well, go ahead, don't drink it. I don't care." But no, doctor, who was one of those doctors at the time, who's going on the off beaten shows and going, this stuff, the putting people on respiratory things and all. They were going, "No, this isn't good." I was following them. Well, I just have a healthy distrust of government. That's who I am. It's who I've always been.
Well, I used to joke on a regular basis. I mean, even for the black community, think about all the experiments. Think about all the things that have been done to the black community by the government by starting off with, "No, we're here to help you.
Yeah.
We're going to make you better."
Yeah, not only that, but we're down home, down south naturalists. So if we get back in touch with our roots, I think we have more of a chance of healing ourselves. And you probably have relatives like this too, being from Italian descent. And the Jewish community is something about chicken soup. What is it? I don't know. I've looked into it. I've read about it. But to be, and I have a daughter who's part Jewish. You know, she comes from Jewish heritage, and I'm, there's something about chicken soup that Jewish people believe in, and it really heals. It's a healing substance.
No, you are so. I mean, I'm telling you, my grandmother, whenever people get as sick around the house, it was right. You're right, right to the chicken soup.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? And you have to, it's not like you can just like get it from the broth or, you know, you can't buy the ready-made. No.
No.
You got to boil this. You got to make this stuff from scratch. It's got to go forever to my daughter. It's so
Hold
funny.
We got to go for commercial, but, you know, I mean, why is it that we always end up at food? And I'm going to want chicken soup after the show anyway.
Well, I was thinking that too. I had a
question. We got to go. Hold on. Joe Mazzini, your host, and Sonia Schmidt, my co-host for tonight. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Northeast was rocked by a 4.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Lebanon, New Jersey. New York Governor Kathy Hochul addresses the press about the quake and discusses what New Yorkers can do to remain safe.
Inspect your home for damage. Check walls, floors, doors, windows, staircases. And if you see any damage at all, you may need to relocate while the event is going on. Again, check your own gas lines and water lines to make sure that your family is safe.
The FDNY has no reports of damage. The monthly jobs report is surpassing expectations. The Labor Department reporting the economy added 303,000 jobs in March, exceeding the 200,000 most analysts had projected. The unemployment rate saw little change, coming in at 3.8%. Powerball fever continues, with Saturday night's drawing set for an estimated $1.23 billion. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed first. Let's start off there. I mean, seriously. Make sure you have the information you need before you start engaging and talking to people and all that other stuff, because I don't want to be there to clean up the mess. But I always love having Sonia Schmidt with me, and I appreciate her time with us, with me as well. She's my co-host on Friday nights, and we kind of kick off the weekend together. Isn't that a song or something?
I think so.
Yeah. Don't make me sing it, because nobody would ever listen again.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like you were singing Traditions from Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh.
Tradition.
Yeah, you don't want me singing anything. How about we start off there?
Okay. I'm telling you what, I just saw that recently. I wanted to check it out to share it with my grandchildren. Fiddler on the Roof is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
The performances are wonderful. The songs are wonderful. The story is incredible. And you know me, I'm all about the movies and sharing good stuff.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, your audience.
You know me, I'm a big movie buff, right? You know,
yeah,
me.
I can tell. Yes, we can all tell them. Movie or buff, either one.
Oh, I don't know about buff. Ain't no buff going on here, let me tell you what.
Me either anymore. I used to be. Oh my god.
You know, I'm that guy that if I ever went into a gym, they would actually call the media. You know what I'm saying? In our community. Like,
you're not gonna believe
who showed up here. You know,
but you know what? Here's the thing, Joe.
I
think we do. Well,
you're not gonna get me to go to the gym. I don't care how much I like
it. I'm not trying to, but I'm gonna talk to your audience. I think it is really important to be fit, because what we are getting in store for is gonna take not only our mental capacity, but our physical capacity. And I think it is important to have some sort of we need to be in touch with our bodies and our strength and all that, because this is just from my gut as a woman, and from watching what's going on. You want to feel strong in all areas of your life. You want to spiritually and physically, and it's all intertwined, and your mental capacity. So, you know, yep. You don't look like a not strong guy. You may not be a gym rat, but you don't.
Well, let's just put it this way. If no food came into the country for about 45 days, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
I'd be fine.
Right. And you know what? And that's no joke. When you look at, I just saw an article today about one of the largest egg producers in our country, in our nation, just got hit with bird flu. There's some real shenanigans going on with our food supply in this country. It has been going on since, it's been going on for a while, but certainly since the Biden administration. You don't forget the baby food shortage. That's a serious thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. I had forgotten about that, the baby food thing.
There's so many things that we've forgotten about because they're hitting us like, what do we say? It's like drinking from a fire hose. And the stuff that happened 2-3 years ago, we've forgotten about by now because now we're looking at something else. But, you know, I really want to take classes to defend myself, because you never know. It's the same thing we feel about the Second Amendment. You want to defend yourself with weaponry, because we don't know what's coming down the pike, but your body better be in shape too, because you can't always depend on getting that weapon together. We don't know what's going on, but I'm just telling you, my premonition is that it's going to get ugly before it gets pretty.
Well, I am, because of threats and other things, and because of, you know, my family, because my first job is protect the family.
Exactly.
I have learned how, and I do have, let me see, how can I put this without getting in trouble? I do have the equipment close at hand, should anybody decide to bother us. And especially when I'm in the studio, because it's so quiet, and I may not know what's happening out there. And then, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. And then ties back into, and I know this sounds like a big loop for people, when you consider black women who have been without men for so long, there's nobody protecting them. It's very important for men to be the protectors. That's what God created them to be. And when there is a reason why there's certain groups of women, in particular young women, black women, Latino women are creeping up to the same numbers. If you don't have men who have that same mindset that you just talked about, there's nobody protecting them. And there's nobody, they can't even protect themselves. They're so busy being soy boys and questioning their own genders. And not, you know, thinking that the military is evil. We don't have men anymore. This is a very precarious time for people. So
we remember something. We taught these kids growing up that you never hit anybody. You know, you never lash out. Even if they hit you first, you know, you go get somebody, right?
Right. Conflict resolution.
Dad said if they hit you first, you pummel them. You pound them into the ground.
I'm a jerk. I'm a chick. My father, if somebody hit me, my father would take me back to the school, figure out who it was, and I better not come home until I whoop their butts. And, you know, that's a sad thing.
Daddy was so violent.
He was so violent. But it's really important, you know, and we've been taught, oh, no, don't just talk it out and let's hug it out. And, you know, it's a softening of our, Rush Limbaugh used to call it the chickification of our society.
It is to a degree. I mean, it is a way of softening them up to the point where they don't know if it's okay to defend themselves, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not a clue, and it's so wrong. It's not a bad thing. I mean, without giving away too much. So my youngest granddaughter, she is a sweet thing, and if you said to her, or you try to say to her, look, if somebody hits you or somebody hurts you or tries to hurt you, you know what? You go ahead and pummel them. Don't let them get away with that. Don't become a victim. And you can see her eyes start to well up. Well, I don't want to hit anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Of course she doesn't. That's her female nature, and she doesn't want to.
Right.
And but what we're doing on the other side of that is training males to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's the bad thing. So when my grandson, who was actually even a black belt at that time, and he was learning the art of martial arts, but I don't think he understood that it applied to defending himself. And he was going to a school that was kind of known for being having bullies. And I told him, you tell them once, and the second time, if they don't understand what you just told them, you take them down. You take them down. And I'm like, the poor child, he's going to first grade. He's not going to Iraq. I'm like, no, take them down. And
but
that's my
point. But you're so right. I mean, teach them to defend themselves. Look, not everybody's going to be willing. Some of these loons on the left that want to go ahead and they want to put in, you know, social workers in violent situations,
right,
thinking they're going to fix everything. It's like, no, a bully is a bully is a bully, and you're not going to talk him out of it.
No, and then you get this gang stuff, this mob mentality. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the videos. We've talked to Dr. B about it. There was a kid who, I don't remember what state it was in, but there was a kid who defended a child who was being bullied, and they actually killed the child who was, and they were high school age people.
Yep.
But they killed the kid who was defending them. This is a no joke situation anymore, and I would be very careful about putting my kids in a school that this sort of thing could happen. I have a teacher. I have a friend of mine, a very good friend, who was a teacher for many, many years. And I think she's pretty much on the left. But one of her reasons that she said she got out of it, she retired, is that she says, I'm risking my life.
Yep. Oh, no, a lot of them feel that way. And they're totally, correct, because there's so many things you can't do.
Well,
to
she's
defend
a
teacher
woman,
or defend themselves in schools.
Right. How are you going to jump in the middle of a mob?
All right. Got to go for a break. Got to pay for the show somehow. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Joe Mazzini Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to be informed. And we're going to help you. When I say we, I mean my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And, you know, during the break, I got a couple of, links to stories we'll get to in a minute. But one of them was last night I was talking to Zoe about Lizzo, because Zoe is somewhat in the entertainment world as well. But, you know, my disdain for you know, you already know because you love to rib me about it. My disdain for Hollywood in the entertainment world is just never ending. And I guess she came out and she was very upset. She was going to quit the business. And by the way, she's like a classical world-renowned flautist, is she not?
Oh, is she? No, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, she just a classical, not Greek. So, and I've heard, you know, bits and pieces because I'm not, you know, big into that kind of music, whatever. But so she
she wear? You've seen her. I know you've seen her, right?
I've never. Well, yes, but I've never seen a flautist dress like that. So,
thank you. I said to him last night. I said, she's upset because they're making fun of how she dresses. She's upset because they're making fun of how she looks and the things that she says. And I don't know if you know this, but there's been sexual abuse allegations brought against her with her dance team and a few others that she's with. I said, she looks like she's wrapped in dyed gauze, okay? And she's missed, you know, 5 or 6 rows every time she wraps it around her body. There's nothing fashionable about an extremely large woman that is not, you know, trying to wear a string bikini.
I don't think she's going for the fashionable. Okay. She's going for the audience that she knows she can gather, and that doesn't come with being
fashionable.
Fashionable. So and she's all part of that whole body positive thing. That's a whole nother conversation we can have, but. I didn't know that she was a trained flautist, and I think how much more impressive would she have been if she dressed properly and showed us her talent as a musician.
Yeah.
Personally, but I'm older. That's my style. I think she would have come off better assuming that role. But what she did is she tried to be the big fat hottie. And that's a hard sell, because here's the thing, and it's one of the reasons that I'm not a leftist, is what they try to make you believe is what you're not seeing. And I mean, I'm glad she's okay with wearing a thong when she's 400 pounds, but I don't have to believe that it looks good, you know? So, you know, that's her thing. That's the audience that she's going for. She's going for the whole body positive thing. There are allegations of her being extremely abusive to her dancers, to the point where it really does sound ridiculous. And here's the other criticism, is that the Bidens had her.
Oh, yeah.
That whole shenanigans that they had, the fundraiser, the shenanigans. The whole fundraiser that they had the other day. So they didn't even pick and choose, like, maybe we shouldn't have her this year because...
You know, that's a great point, by the way. Don't blow over that. You know, they're so unaware of what's going on around her, or they just don't care. And here's somebody who...
Maybe body positive. Trump's being an abuser. Look how many sex abusers are at a party They don't get called on it. Nothing happens to them. I just watched today the story about the movie about Harvey Weinstein. And like I've been telling you for ages and ages, the only reason they cared about Harvey Weinstein is because they were trying to take Trump down. Interestingly enough, this movie that I was watching was honest about that. They started off the movie by showing how they were actually trying to take Trump down. And they didn't necessarily, they weren't successful in that, but they lucked on to the Harvey Weinstein story. So it's like the abuse on their side doesn't, it's like, so why all of a sudden was Bill Clinton off the table? Why all of a sudden was Joe Biden off the table I forget her name, which is really sad, because if it had happened with Trump, we'd all know her name. But they've had their own abuses. And I'll be honest with you, I honestly think Harvey Weinstein's story was so big, and it was connected. They tried to take Trump down with it. The whole Me Too movement was all about trying to take Trump down. And if there was something there, hey, I'm willing to take him down.
Look at you and I both, and many Republicans that we know or conservatives, truly believe that no one is above the law, right? But find them guilty first, number one. You're not guilty just because somebody said you are, which is, with Trump, it's amazing. He's always guilty no matter what, right? And, again, they're the first to throw everything they can at him. And it doesn't matter whether he's guilty, no matter what he says or does, because he's a consummate liar. Oh, by the way, while we were talking, God, I just sent you the link to it. Somebody sent me a link to the reason behind the earthquake in New York City today.
And right. There was one on the East Coast.
Yeah, they got their shake, rattle, and roll. But they have a picture. They have a picture of Lizzo and who was the governor of New Jersey? What's his name? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The two of them dancing. And they're saying this was the...
That's a bad joke, dude.
I'm sorry. No, it's not. If you see him dancing, I that's why I sent it to you. See him dancing, you're going to see that it's a good joke.
The problem that I have with the whole Lizzo thing is trying to make me say that looks attractive on anybody, a man or a woman. I get it that men are able to carry off more poundages than women, but that does not look good. That's not what I want to aspire to, and it's not healthy in particular for black women. And you know,
yes, I'm glad you said that. Go ahead.
Well, we do happen to we're thick boned, we're fuller mass, we tend to carry more weight. Period. But we also, in our neighborhoods, we have fast food restaurants that are extremely prevalent. And so to promote that lifestyle or that body size is not good for us. And from a party who tells us that they care about us. I told you when I lived in Atlanta just for about, you know, maybe, I don't know, but about a year or a couple years ago. And I'm always struggling with my weight. And in Atlanta or in Georgia, I was skinny. I'm like, dang, I need to live here for sure. Because these women, not only are they humongous, but they've got boyfriends, they're married, they're, you know, whatever. But that doesn't mean it's healthy for us, you know.
It is somewhat the same. Maybe not as prevalent because I didn't grow up in the black community, but it's somewhat the same in the Italian community. You know, there are a lot. I'll put it this way to be nice: there are a lot of large women especially when they start to get a little older, in the Italian community. And maybe it has something to do with our diet. I don't know. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. But if you go down south, it's the same thing. Spend some time in Tennessee where there's a Cracker Barrel and, you know, and Waffle House.
I know. Problem is I would spend most of my time in a Cracker Barrel. That's the problem. But, right.
Those people eat. California is the only place that's emaciated. So you get a different sort of set mindset about your body, none of which is healthy. I don't think either extreme is healthy, but I certainly don't think Lizzo is healthy. But I'm very pleased to hear that she's an accomplished flautist. I would like to see her playing the flute in a nice dress, then I would like to see her twerking in a thong. It's just, you know, I don't have the stomach.
So again, if I say something like that, you know, they would come unglued on me. But I would think you've been so gifted in that area. Why not push that, promote that, dress in the proper way for that kind of thing? And
because she's a black woman. How many black? Listen, I know some black. I know, well, I shouldn't say some. But I know a black comic in particular who is extremely brilliant, extremely sharp. It's very hard for, and the black community knows of him, but he wasn't big in the black community because his jokes just weren't. You and I have talked about this. Why are jokes now so raunchy? Why are they using the profanity, the N-word, that this and that and the other? This guy didn't do any of that. He was brilliant. And
Who was it? Red Skelton. Before he died, you know, he was doing a show, and he says, you know, it's great to see your laughter. It's great to see you enjoying the show without me having to use profanity like so many young comedians coming up now are. He called it. Hey, we got to go for break. Okay. I'm not just cutting you off. We got to go for break. Joe Bassini, your host. So just a bit to co-host tonight. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.